Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And this week I just got back from the aesthetic show in Vegas, and I want to talk about something that is just taking the aesthetic world by storm. Have you heard about salmon sperm? Have you heard about polynucleotides? Well, we've talked about everything on this podcast, from snail mucin to all the biostimulators to all the cutting edge treatments that we can do to push and advance the science of anti-aging. And now we're hearing more and more and more about polynucleotides. And I'm always a fan of things that advance aesthetics, always. And I'm always very cutting edge. I wanted to be the first to talk to you about polynucleotides. I know what you're thinking. It sounds wacky. Why are we talking about salmon sperm going into a human face? Well, first of all, it's been done in Korea for a long time. So 2009 was the first mention of the use of polynucleotides in Korean literature, and there have been quite a few publications, not a ton, I would say under 10 of them that I've reviewed that are interesting and supportive of the use of polynucleotides. But I want to go over all of that with you. Right now in the U.S., we have some skin boosting agents, and we have Skin Vive, we have Bellaterra, which I use sometimes as a skin booster. We have Redensity. We have a few different things that we can inject superficially in the skin to give a plump and juicy and hydrated appearance. In Korea, the most popular skin boosters are at present injectable polynucleotides, and they're making their way into the U.S. But should we be scared? Well, me for one, I'm always very skeptical, and I always want you guys to do your homework. We cannot inject salmon sperm into our patients in the U.S. of A. because it's not FDA approved for that. Microneedling and then putting it topically on? We'll have to see about that. I need to check with my sources to see if it's even FDA approved for that purpose to be imported and sold here. We're currently seeing vendors' booths pop up everywhere on the injectable floor of the exhibit halls of all these big meetings. And sometimes I'll go up to the rep and say, is this commercially available here? Is it FDA approved? And they give me a blank stare and say, no, but we just wanted to introduce the product. And then that just makes me a little furious, because I know that there are many injectors out there that are susceptible to marketing and glamorous glitzy booths. And I want to make sure we really vet the science of this before we will go ahead and use it on patients, and also to understand the implications. Now, there are polynucleotide products out there in Korea, and a survey of dermatologists' office in Korea showed that up to 80% of them were using these products. And what is a polynucleotide? Let's go back to molecular biology. A polynucleotide, remember, our DNA is made of nucleotides, right? AGCT. And we all remember that. Back in molecular biology class, we understood the DNA to be made of deoxyribose, the sugar molecule, and the nucleotides that were bound together to create the DNA helix. So adenine, guanine, cytosine, thymine. Remember, A and T go together, C and G go together. Those are the DNA base pairs, and they help form the DNA of the cell. So we're looking at, with PDRN, deoxyribonucleotides, PDRN, and polydeoxyribonucleotides. And these are the products that are derived from salmon sperm and highly, highly purified. We can make those DNA nucleotides. The base pairs can come from human, they can come from animal, they can come from any cell. And typically, these DNA fragments, the little polynucleotides and deoxyribonucleotides, are useful in repairing damaged cell DNA. So in this case, the products that we're going to talk about, the polynucleotides, we'll just abbreviate that to say PDRN. So that's a mixture of low molecular weight DNA fragments that come from salmon trout or from chum salmon, two types of salmon. And the salmon sperm is actually what is used, and it's highly, highly purified. And when we talk about PDRN or these polynucleotides, these are registered DNA-derived drugs. They're actually considered a drug. It has a fairly high molecular weight, and that makes it a sizable molecule. It's extracted and purified at very high temperatures so that they get 95% pure active substance with inactivated proteins and peptides. And that's important because Hopefully that guarantees the safety of the product and the absolute lack of immunological side effects. I'm always so worried when you're telling me you're taking DNA from another species and then injecting it or needling it or whatever it is you're doing with it into a human, like cross-species DNA fragmentation, proteins, peptides, and molecules, mixing of that can occur and your immune system potentially could be susceptible. But the authors of the research say that it's an extremely high filtration efficiency and purification, and greater than 95% pure product is created so that there is hopefully not any immune side effects or trigger of your immune system. And then the source of the raw material to make these peptides is important. Why the sperm cell instead of in an organ? Sperm are the most appropriate because they're highly purified DNA without a lot of other impurities from the cell, like peptides, proteins, or lipids that can come from somatic cells. So they harvest these DNA pieces from the salmon sperm. They really purify the hell out of it. It's fragmented into many different molecular weight DNA fragments. So that's what's called PDRN. And this PDRN or polynucleotides can be mixed with other substances. So sometimes they are mixed with a hyaluronic acid gel. It's very sort of viscous and thickened, and it's suitable for skin rejuvenation because it lasts a little longer and gives some kind of structural support. Sometimes these are cross-linked, sometimes these are not cross-linked, but they're typically used around the time of procedures. So in Korea and other places, we'll see that they are sometimes injected, and they are definitely microneedled, and they're definitely placed pre-procedure for lasers, for threads, for different things that people are doing on faces, and they are definitely placed after procedures in terms of improving healing and rejuvenation. Now, these products are at their maximum effect at 1 hour. They peak, and they are absorbed into the plasma and the bloodstream, and the half-life is about 3 hours. It kind of dissipates around 6 hours. And then those polynucleotides either get incorporated or excreted. They get either out in the urine or out in the feces. They just get right out of you. And those polynucleotides can sometimes go to areas where there is cell damage occurring. They bind to a receptor called the adenosine 2 receptor. And this is where they help to stimulate healing, tissue regeneration, and wound healing. They can boost interleukin 10. They can reduce tumor necrosis factor and interleukin 6. They can boost angiogenesis, creating VEGF, which is important for healing, more angiogenesis. They can boost fibroblast growth factor and epidermal growth factor. And all of these help a wound to heal, whether it's in the skin, in the dermis, in the bone, in the chondrocyte or the cartilage cell, wound healing is improving. They also spill over and trigger DNA synthesis in this thing called a salvage pathway. When there's a damaged cell, sometimes the damage in the cell is so bad the nucleus can't even repair itself and the DNA can't throw in fresh nucleotides and repair the helix. And so these free-floating DNA fragments can get incorporated into damaged cells, into their actual DNA. And radio-labeled studies show that those fragments are getting into the DNA of the damaged cells and helping the cell then to regenerate and repair. And that's a cell that may have otherwise died off. So that's so interesting to me, that they have anti-inflammatory effect, anti-ischemic effect because they boost blood flow and circulation, and they have a wound healing effect. And they have been used in Korea safely for all of these purposes, but I am really a little cautious and skeptical when it comes to the use of these products in my own patients, and I definitely want to see more in terms of the studies that they have out there. There are maybe two or three split face studies that look at faces showing improvements on half a face, but they're very small quantities of patients in those studies. And there are also some studies showing preferences of experts in Korea where they get together a bunch of experts in a room and they come up with key opinion leaders, kind of group practices, and what they think is a good viable approach for use of the product. So often those are company sponsored and we really want to vet a little more science into that process. So I've seen two papers, one from Korea, one from Italy, where groups of people who work with polynucleotides have had really great success in their practices. Usually we're using these polynucleotides because they improve dermal fibroblast health, the skin health, they plump up the extracellular matrix, they can boost skin elasticity, they can be ideal for fine lines, uneven or dry skin texture, improvement of hydration levels. And the top indications might be for fine lines of the cheek, infraorbital lines, periorbital lines. I am definitely seeing people use them in the under eye area, uneven dry skin texture, fine lines on the forehead, pore size and pore thickness can markedly improve, as well as melanin and sagging. Well, that sounds like a miracle, all of that, right? In addition, it can also be used for injection into joints. So it can help with degenerative joint repair, diabetic foot ulcers, anti-inflammatory effects can be beneficial wherever it's injected. It's quite painful. The reports show that it may be painful, a fair amount of discomfort sometimes because it's a high molecular weight viscous substance that's mixed with these polynucleotides and then injected in the skin. So in Korea and other places, they've used injector guns that deliver a 9-pin 34-gauge needle, and that makes it a little faster. It's kind of like the skin boosters we do here, where we just take a 31-gauge needle and inject repeatedly in a polka dot grid fashion all over the face, but this can save you time. And a little difficult to use those 9-prong guns on curved surfaces like the under eye area, better on the cheek or the forehead. Most people are using PDRN and polynucleotides with lasers, with light therapy, with radio frequency, with HIFU, high intensity focused ultrasound. And the reaction that you get is faster healing. It helps improve the repair process, so patients may do better if polynucleotides are used in conjunction with those treatments. We definitely can use this product topically with microneedling, especially with controlled injury, like when you have a laser resurfacing, with Fraxel, with CO2, with microneedling, with laser energy. Those microchannels disrupt the skin barrier and allow the uptake of these fragments and particles, like the DNA fragments of polynucleotides, that may be beneficial to help you heal faster. Now, if you're just doing microneedling, you know, you're red for a day, maybe 2 days. It's really not such a long downtime procedure. But if you're doing CO2 resurfacing, you can be red for a full week. And I think that is definitely going to be something beneficial to consider. It's a very interesting product. Is it safe for injectable form? Well, they're coming to meetings, these companies, and they're showing us their product in a syringe, and they are not talking about can you and should you inject it or not. And I'm going to be the one to say I want you guys to definitely read the package insert and definitely understand it's being marketed to you as a cosmeceutical, which means skin topical use only, not for injectable use. So if you have a side effect or complication, your patients may not be happy. You may get sued. The FDA may come after you and all of those fun things. I really think they should limit the marketing of the products to really informing people when they hand them out of things that may be considered in the gray area or things that cross the line and put you in the red zone, because I personally want to be sure to vet the products and I want to make sure my patients have the benefit of seeing them in use for 6 to 12 months and making sure there's no major side effects or hurdles to using them. I think it's such interesting technology, and the more I read about polynucleotides and their anti-inflammatory effect and their healing effect, I do feel that we are going to have these powerful tools to improve fibroblast healing, angiogenesis, and new collagen production. And I think that we are entering this new decade, a new era of really rejuvenating the body with its own tools, with DNA fragments, and with the polynucleotides that can help repair the damage and the process of aging. And we want to be so careful to not trigger other processes like cancer, you know, angiogenesis. Typically, tumors need extra blood flow to grow. Skin cancers can grow when fibroblast growth factors are activated. And so there's so much we also don't know. So there you have it. You are hearing all about salmon sperm and can it be used as a skin booster? And I will say that it has successfully been used in Korea for a good long amount of time. I am going to do a deep dive into the literature, as I will encourage all of you to do, but I just wanted to give you this quick information because I know that you're going to get blasted with information from a lot of new companies hitting the marketplace, and I want you to have all the basics. So that's the basic science of it, and those are all the red flags and warnings, and then I'm going to teach you so much more. We have much more to learn. So I hope you guys will learn from this and do your reading and ask me so many questions. I'd love to dive in, do a little bit more of a deep dive for you. We're creating for our Modern Aesthetic Theory Injector course, our online course. If you haven't heard about it, I teach a course for injectors. Anyone around the world can join and be a member of the tribe for free. It's on Instagram, Modern Aesthetic Theory. On Instagram, send us a DM and you can join the informal chat group and tribe. We learn a lot in that group. And then if you want to join the online course, there's 30 different modules, everything from beginner Botox to how to do the best lips to cheek contouring, jawline contouring, liquid rhino and my Tinkerbell tip lift, how I do sculpture for the face, how to do vertical vectoring, sculpture for the butt, threads, every type of thread you need to know, hyperdilute radius, all of the collagen stimulators, treating the décolleté, the arms, the knees, the elbows, everything. It's the works. And we're doing a new module on polynucleotides and all of the new technologies that are coming so that you guys can be at the forefront of how to bring these things into your practice. So check out Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. If you're an injector, that's the website. That's the Instagram handle. And if you're one of my gals and you want to come see me in LA, it's Beauty by Dr. K on Instagram. That's Beauty by D-R-K-A-Y. Check us out. I hope you have an amazing summer. Wear your sunscreen out there. 90% of skin aging is the sun. You will love our tinted mineral glow sunscreen. I wear it every single day. It's on our website too, beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys.